Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Anthony with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, following an investigation conducted by the ABC, the Queensland Environment Department has had to apologise for misinforming the public in relation to the production of recyclable plastic bags. Multiple government webpages stated that the production of plastic bags with plastic film must include 80% recycled content, but incorrectly instruct that the plastic must be post-consumer as opposed to pre-consumer. Green MP Michael Bergman accused the government of misleading the public and insisted on more concrete plans regarding environmental initiatives.
1,300 Sunshine Coast residents were surveyed regarding the recently trialed e-scooter hire scheme, and 60% indicate that they were in favour of removing the scooter. In response, the Sunshine Coast City Council voted to remove all 400 vehicles from the council area. Most residents in favour of removal said they held safety concerns and didn't value the scooters as preferable to any other modes of transport available to them.
In national news, Anthony Albanese overturned his decision of not including an LGBTQIA-related question in the next Australian census today after facing internal dismay. Despite some talks at the federal government level within the Labour fearing the question would create division, as well as Peter Dutton's comment on the issue reflecting a woke agenda, Albanese has confirmed his support for collecting data on sexuality and gender identity. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Anna Cody said omitting a question intended to recognize LGBTQIA+ groups would be patronizing and paternalistic.
Former elevator mechanic David Holmes has lodged a workers' compensation claim following his liver damage. The 36-year-old said he was covered in diesel fumes, got cramps in his hands, and constantly felt tired during his time in Southern Cross Station. Experts said people could put their health at risk by being exposed to the station that contains some of the least clean air in Melbourne. Mr. Holmes still struggles with fatigue and expressed his anger with the lack of protective measures to keep him safe by the owner.
In international news, Japan supermarkets are in shortage of rice during the typhoon hazard. Local media states there are a range of reasons behind it, including climate change, poor yield caused by bad weather last year, and the influx of international tourists. Another main reason is the panic buying due to the incoming of an earthquake and typhoons in this month. Social studies expert Jeffrey Hall said, panic buying in Japan is not uncommon when the government issues wild weather alerts on short notice.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach a high 7. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.